taking these lots, which won't be a whole lot, but some, is going to be caught by this curve and run down this way beyond these houses. So more than likely, the only surface water drainage will be from these roofs, these rooftops here that discharge down. So I think it won't be as bad as maybe initially they may think, because it's not going to be this entire site being captured. Yes, we are adding rooftops, and so yes, that will add some runoff. But you're subtracting all of this, and so I think that will help. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the ditch is approximately in here. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we can, you know, we can maintain that ditch. We can put riprap in it, and that will help, you know, run that.
Carl, what about like a yard drain in the back? Capture the water and take it on out to the curb.
Like
that would eliminate a lot from coming back onto those folks.
You mean from downspouts?
Well, just catching all the water on the ground from the rain.
Yeah.
You know, it could go into an inlet, and then that would be piped on out to.
That is one thing you can do.
It seems that to me that the gutter on this side of the street is going to carry half of the water that's a concern today down to the end of the cul-de-sac.
But any of the water, like in the yard, that could be captured right there and took out into the curb would be
you
helpful.
You could do that. If you do stormwater detention like that, one of the concerns you've got to think about, too, that we've seen in prior developments is once you send it underground, it does. If it goes straight to the grass, that catches some of it. If you capture all of the entire rooftop and it funnels underneath the ditch, the volume is picking up. And so as long as you have adequate places to put it, you're fine. But if you're running into I just don't know. I haven't looked at that ditch, and I don't know if it would deteriorate that ditch over time or not.
You don't have all the concrete driveways to probably.
But Mike Salzer and his plan would address stormwater runoff, correct? Is that part of it?
Being honest, what he's proposing in his report is just sheet drainage. So this just gets discharged, basically using the street and lawns. No underground stormwater detention is proposed, according to Mike Salzer currently. Meaning this west third will end up in this ditch, and this two-thirds will end up discharging down here into this creek.
But per his engineered stamp plans, that's what he says is going to work.
Yeah.
He's an engineer.
Yeah.
So he's saying that's what's going to work.
Yeah, I guess that's exactly what I was getting at. It's an engineer that's stamping it saying that will work.
Correct. And that we submitted that to
the people. Yeah, it's in your folder.
So he's engineered it and says it will work. And it's certainly, I mean, even me as a layperson can certainly see that this side is definitely sufficient. There's no issue over here. I do understand their concern and what they're saying. He says that it will not significantly increase to the east, but there will be some increase. But what I'm saying, and that Mike Salzer did not say in the report, but what I'm saying here today is that increase, a lot of it will be, the increase to the east, a lot of it will be captured by the curb and gutter in the street. And there will be a curb cut.
And that existing ditch that's there, that you guys will look at that and see what you can do to help.
Well, more than likely, because if it's a problem for them, it's likely going to be a problem for these people too. If they're having major runoff issues, it'll deteriorate their yard over time. So what we'll likely do is look at the adequacy of the ditch that we dug that ditch originally at some neighbor's request. And so we'll look at the sufficiency of that ditch. And what we've done in the past, and it works, is put riprap in it and dress it up and capture it that way. That's probably what we would propose at this point.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions for the applicant? Comments? Discussion amongst ourselves?
I am down approved.
just marked on that front.
The only effective water runoff, okay, is here, here, and here. The rest of these homes don't have the high buildup in our area. We have the high buildup. Unfortunately, you know, we would suffer unless they put in a major ditch to stop that water flow. In here, we walk the property a lot, okay? And in here, it curves down, okay? So it doesn't raise up all the way to the very top property. This is curved in down, okay? But this area is built up 4 foot, okay? And when we had tremendous rainfall here one time, it just devastated our property, devastated, okay? So I hope that you would put in, I'm not saying it just for me, for the other two people that didn't show up here, but, you know, property's worth something, okay? And with that problem, and you have it every so often, you have big rainfall, I wish that you could include some kind of ditch that would actually take that water out of that area. Because by the time they get down to here, it drops way down to the creek that you're talking about. That's enough.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other comments for the applicant or discussion amongst ourselves? As far as projects brought to us, this is probably one that has more engineering work than I can recall maybe ever seeing on a subdivision, and we do have an engineer saying that there's a plan for the runoff, and the developer is willing to work with sort of, sounds like a common sense approach to help out as well.
Yeah, I worry if there's enough room there for an itch to be able to mow it and maintain it and everything. You're going to have at least a 3-to-1 slope, and there's just not that much footage there to really go very deep with a ditch to deflect that water, in my mind.
Funny why I was talking riprap, you don't have to mow it.
Never thought of that.
Any other comments, questions? Do we have enough information for a motion for or against?
You're going to make sure there's enough waterway there so you don't increase their drainage problem.
I will ask, yes, I'm going to do my best to try and make it.
Yes or no question?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Motion?
Carl, I was going to add one thing real quick on the entrance. Being 50 foot wide, that would be required to have a clean out. I mean, we can put the culvert and clean out in if you provide it.
Okay.
But that is, it helps out, you know, in the future if it plugged up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
One last thing. But I want to thank you all. Thank you for considering those three options. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Got a motion on the floor to approve the application. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We got one opposition in the crowd. Appreciate the time. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Do you want me to leave these for you guys?
Scott,
I've got mine here.
so I'll put it in the folder, but you are more than welcome to take them. I can take care of them. Just have them leave them. And then, Howard, I'll get those plans. Yeah, put in the folder.
Thank you.
Can you email them to me?
Yeah.
Just email them. Okay. That will work. I'll just write on here emailing the house plan.
Next, under old and new business, short discussion on R1, R2, R3, NR1, and NR3.
Define short.
Districts.
Define short.
10 minutes.
Two amendments. We have in our R1, R2, R3 zoning regulations, and our subdivision regulations don't match. So on this next slide, to the left is our R3 zoning density, and to the right is the lot size for subdivision regulations. We have that multifamily is 3,000 square feet per dwelling unit, and that is, if I do a subdivision just like we did tonight, they would have to have 3,000 square feet per dwelling unit for that lot. Now, if you look to the left, four-family dwelling unit had it as 10,000 square feet. Well, that's not 3,000. It should be 12,000. And then over four-family, it has as 2,000 square feet per dwelling unit, and I'm proposing to change that to 3,000 to match the subdivision regulation. I did look at Christian and Stone County's regs, and there's somewhat, we're close to the 3,000, but then they shot off an area. They were the worst that I'd ever seen for square footage. They went everywhere. Three families at 9,000, single families at 8,000, and duplexes are 8,000. So if you feel like moving forward with this, our other option would be change the lot size in the subdivision regulations to 2,000. So that'll take three family down to 6,000, which 8,000 is our minimum. So, I mean, just asking you the direction. It would be to amend our zoning districts to match the subdivision regs to 3,000 square feet per dwelling unit.
So right now, 3,000 square feet per lot.
Per dwelling unit.
Per dwelling unit.
Triplex. Three. Yeah.